Manasseh, down, then up, 2 Chronicles 33. Descent. Manasseh plunges Judah into dark worship, altars to the host of heaven, child sacrifice in Hinnom, the valley later called Gehenna. Assyrian records name him a vassal. Their reliefs show captives led with hooks. The chronicler echoes that humiliation, noting he was taken to Babylon while Assyria ruled there. Turning in chains, he humbled himself greatly, Hebrew, Kana Miod, and prayed. The chronicler alone preserves this mercy, contrast to 2 Kings 21. God heard, returned him to Jerusalem, and then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. Early Christians held up Manasseh to prove no sinner is beyond grace. A later Jewish Christian prayer, the prayer of Manasseh, kept his contrite voice alive. Fruit. He removes idols, repairs the altar, commands Judah to serve the Lord, yet people still use high places. Repentance is real, but consequences linger. Here is a micro-exile and homecoming, anticipating the gospel. Judgment soberly told, mercy finally louder. Cross-references, 2 Kings 21, 2 Chronicles 7:14, Psalm 130, Luke 15, 1 Timothy 1:15-16. Hymn, Depth of Mercy, Charles Wesley. Prayer. God of relentless mercy, stoop to our chains. Give us Manasseh's broken heart and his bold prayer, and grant grace not only to return, but to repair. Teach our people to worship you alone. Amen.